Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Tes. We saw in the past when Gideon did his great deeds on behalf of Klal Yisrael, that then he went home to live in peace for the next 40 or 80 years. And a lot of things went wrong because he was inattentive to his role as leader. His sons went bad. There was worship of his girdle that was being used for Avodah Zarah purposes. There was an ephod that was being used. So when a great leader becomes inattentive, terrible things can happen. But we'll see now that for the rest of David's life, for much of the rest of Sefer Shmuel, bad things follow one right after another. Of all the people who seem to have earned peace and tranquility at the end of their lives, you would think it would be David. But like Yaakov Avinu, there's a lot of struggle all the way through. And the trouble begins now yet again. So first, Vayomer HaMelech iti yavor kimham. So to Barzillai, who just offered his son in his stead, the king says, Kimham, the son of Barzillai, will cross over with me. And I will do, he promises, for him that which is good in your eyes. I'll treat Kimham well. And V'chol asher tivchar olai e'eselach. And whatever you will choose to ask from me, I will do for you. So he wants to do something for Barzillai himself, besides Barzillai's son. So some say that Barzillai offered to show David the best places to cross the Yarden, to go back into Eretz Yisrael proper. And only people who were experts in the local territory would be able to do that. So now, Mem Vayavar Kol Ha'om Es HaYarden V'Hamelech Avor. And so all of the people crossed over the Jordan River. And the king himself crossed over. Vayishak HaMelech LeBarzillai VayavarecheHu. And the king kissed Barzillai and gave him a bracha. VaYoshav LeMikomo, and Barzillai returned to his home. So, if you are medakdig in the psukim, it says he kissed him after they crossed over, which might be that even though Barzillai wasn't going to cross all the way over, he did anyway and showed the king the best way to go, for which the king blessed him on top of everything else. But now the situation deteriorates. Memala, Vayavar HaMelech HaGilgola, the Chimham of Arimo. So far, so good. So the king went on to Gilgal, crossed to the western side of the Jordan River, passed through Gilgal on his way up to Yerushalayim, and Kimhan went with him. Now he has a nun instead of a mem, but that's Labdavka. The letters can be swapped on occasion. V'chol Am Yehuda He'eviru Es HaMelech, and all of the men, the people of Yehuda, so Am Yehuda, the entire tribe of Yehuda, crossed the king via the Jordan River. The Gam Chatzi Am Yisrael, and also a portion of the people of Israel, technically half. So the half the people of Yisrael showed up for the king, who had been their king for decades. But all of Yehuda showed up. Membeis v'hine kol ish Yisrael boimam HaMelech. And behold, all of the men of Israel came to the king. Meaning, the majority of Yisrael did not come greet David at the Yarden River. It said half, but it doesn't even necessarily, the Radak says, mean 50%. It's a small portion. Meaning, most likely, the Shvatim who already lived on the Eivar HaYarden, Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe, who supported David, or at least those of members of them who supported David, maybe the 1,000 people who came with Shimi from Binyamin, but a very small minority of the people of Klal Yisrael have come. But now, David's facing all the rest of them. Oh boy. Vayomer el HaMelech, and they have a taina. Now this is the king who was rebelled against by his eldest son. This is the king whom they supported Avshalom rather than supporting David HaMelech despite everything he had done for them. But now they're kvetching. What have you done for me lately? So they said to the king, Madua ginavucha achenu ish Yehuda. Why have our brothers, the men of Yehuda, stolen you away? By Aviru es HaMelech ves beso es HaYarden. And they took the king, his household, the Chol Anshei David Imo, and all the men of David who were with him, across the Yarden. You've been brought across, say the people of Yisrael, but not by us. You were brought across by Yehuda. Now they're late. Where were they? So, as is the way of anybody who feels guilty, they blame Yehuda for the fact that they were late. We came late, and they stole you. They kidnapped you and took you across. Even though Binyamin had joined the men of Yehuda, but they're in the minority. It's the Bnei Yehuda. They were shown preferential treatment. You like them better than you like us. Aren't you king of all the Jews? How come you're acting like you're only the king of Yehuda? Now, David was anointed king of all of Klal Yisrael more than 30 years earlier at this point. But they're still tining to him. They're still hacking him. And the men of Yehuda are not happy. So Mem Gimel Vayan Kol Ish Yehuda Al Ish Yisrael. And so the men of Yehuda answered the men of Israel. It's interesting. Al Ish Yisrael. Upon Ish Yisrael. And the Mefarshim don't explain why the use of the word Al. But that strikes me as being significant. They almost spoke over them. Al Ish Yisrael. You know, they were shouting over them. They were trying to shout them down. You can imagine the heated exchange. Ki karova melech elai. Because the king is kin to me. Elai is singular. So the king is kin to us, to me, to Yehuda, not to you. V'lama zeh chara lecha al hadavar hazeh. And why are you so angry about this? Huh? He'achol ochalnu min hamelech? Im niseis nisa lanu? The food that we've eaten, has that been provided by the king? Has he favored us with giving us pardons in any way? Rashi says, Pras mi beis hamelech? Not like anybody we know, but you know, in your last days in office, sometimes you give mass pardons to everybody. Even people who don't deserve it. So they make several points. First of all, the king is tribesman to us, so we should be the first ones to welcome him back. Second of all, what are you angry about? Is the anger the idea that you're not happy he's coming back? Remember that Mephibosheth was slandered in this same way. And third of all, what about the food? Did the king give us extra food, extra presents, more than the rest of you? Is he treating us so much better just because we went across with him? Have we eaten at his cost? Has he given us any gift or pardons? Did David forgive us for what was done to Avshalom, who was killed against what he had said should happen? Remember that Yoav is also from Shevet Yehuda. More than that, it's implying, it's suggesting, you need to ask pardon. You were the main support behind Avshalom, and that's really what it comes down to, is there's a lot of guilt and anger and frustration. Sorry, I know we're going a little over time, but we're so close to the end of the parak. So Mem Dalet, the last pasuk, Vayan, Ish Yisrael is Ish Yehuda. As one man, this argument, this anger, the men of Yisrael answered, the men of Yehuda, Vayomer, again, singular, to show that they were very united in this. Eser yodos liva melech v'gam b'david ani mimecha. We have 10 parts in the king, and we have also more right in David than you. So we have 10 parts in the king. We have chalakim. We have the rove. Why? Because if we're guilty of joining Avshalom, aren't you more guilty if he's from your Shevet? More important, their tribesmen, Avshalom and Achitophel, were both from Shevet Yehuda. So you were the leaders of the rebellion. And then they said, Madua hakilo sani. Why are you making light of us? That's a counter claim to the, did he give us any food by the Bnei Yehuda? You're disgracing us by suggesting that we're jealous. You're making light of our feelings. V'lo haya devari rishon li lahashiv es malki. Wasn't our word the first one so that we should be the ones to return the king? So we were first. How dare you insult us? While you were dallying, we were the first to bring him back. So they're arguing that the 1,000 from Binyamin and the people of Shimon ben Gera, no matter how ulterior their motives, at least were the first ones to come. Yehuda came afterwards. Right? So how dare you insult us? By Yikesh Dvar Ish Yehuda Midvar Ish Yisrael. But the words of the men of Yehuda were harder, fiercer, less forgiving, more severe than the response of the men of Yisrael. Not the earlier words, but apparently the escalating argument as they continued to scream afterwards. So this argument now got worse and worse. Rashi says that the Bnei Yehuda had a letter from David inviting them to come back to get him. That was where he showed preferential treatment, and that came back to bite him because then they saw that he had written to them and not written to the rest of Klal Yisrael. So a big part of this is the fact that many of them had accepted Avshalom, and so they're very slow to come back to David at this point. And the betrayal of the king by everyone is extremely severe. And we see that David said nothing. David didn't settle this quarrel. He let them argue and fight. And by not providing direction and leadership at the moment when it was most needed, David opened himself up to yet another rebellion. The one that is the least known. Many people forget about the rebellion of Sheva ben Bichri. It didn't last very long, but it was very difficult. And near the end of David's life, very dangerous and almost killed him.